Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Miles Nelson. He's the Public Works Director for Price City. And, you know, it's fitting. You should be able to look outside right now and know what we're going to talk about and what's coming, because fall is here for, what, maybe 2 weeks usually, and then we jump right into winter. So we're going to talk a little about what to do with leaves, you know, snow removal, and some other things that are going on down at Public Works that they just want to bring to your attention. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in. Thank you.
So let's start right at the top of the list. And talk about leaves. It always seems this time of the year, leaves become a big problem, don't they?
They definitely are. This is the time of year where they want to come off the trees and plug the gutters and fill the yards. And so it's important with leaves this time of year to make sure you remember not to rake them into the gutters and to make sure you keep the gutters clear, because this time of year we can also have weather that brings us water, and the leaves plug up the storm drain system if we let them accumulate in the gutter too much. So it's what you can do for our system. We love to help you with your leaves by having you bag your leaves and leave them on your parkway and call us, and we will be happy to come pick them up for you.
So if you get your leaves done, Price City's willing to come. They've got to be bagged up, though.
Yes.
Get them bagged up, leave them there, and then let Price City know, and they'll swing by and pick those up. Same with weeds, isn't it?
Yeah, weeds are the same. The responsibility of the homeowner is to clear the weeds all the way out to the edge of the asphalt. And if you bag those up, we'll be happy to pick those up for you, too.
All right. And if anybody wants to do that and give you guys a call, what's the best number to get a hold of you at?
Right at the Public Works, 637-5010.
All right. So now let's move into the one that really nobody ever wants to talk about, and it's snow removal.
It's coming. we know from last winter how heavy it can be, and so we're hopefully going to have another good winter this year, but that does create problems on the roads when it does fall, and the snow can accumulate quickly. The important thing to remember is that if you have a car on the roads, you need to have those cars removed within 24 hours so we can make sure the roads are clear in your neighborhood. If you don't get them cleared out, then we have challenge clearing the snow around them, and sometimes they get trapped in with snow. So be sure and move your cars within that first 24 hours of the snowstorm. Also, removing snow, be careful not to push snow into the road, because it creates traffic hazards. You need to make sure you keep the snow on your property and out of the right of way.
It's a good way to keep your grass green.
It is.
It's your snow. Put it right there on your lawn. So what are some of the responsibilities of the homeowner when it comes to that? I know, is it the sidewalk in front of their house and those kinds of things are their responsibility?
Exactly. The sidewalk in front of their house needs to be cleared as well, and it should be done within the first 24 hours to keep safe passage for pedestrians and bicycles.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to know about snow or anything like that? And I think one of the biggest things that you probably run into is people that, you know, leave that car on the street, or maybe even leave, say, a trailer or something parked in the street and things like that. And that is a hazard. It's a problem. And then the other thing is, you guys at Price City don't have a choice but to plow it in.
Exactly. There's no place to put the snow if you got your car there. And the other thing to remember, too, is people get a little bit impatient sometimes. On these bigger storms we have, it takes us a little longer to get to you. When we have a storm occur, we first hit all the critical areas in town, including the schools and the hospital and the fire department, and those areas that are critical services to the public. We'll hit those first, and then we hit the other main artery roads after that. And so by the time we get to your neighborhood road, it may be late in the day or maybe even the next day if it's a very big storm. So be patient. We'll be out there to get all the snow for you, but it may take a while to get to your neighborhood.
And the other thing, too, you know what? If you feel like maybe you've been forgotten or something like that, maybe just call and say, hey, when are we going to see somebody up here or something to that nature?
They can always call and find out where we're at schedule-wise. That'd be probably a good way to find out.
All right. So let's jump into some recent projects that are going on. Let's start with the 4th South Storm Drain System there.
Yeah, this is one that we were glad to get done this year. We've had some challenges with flooding down along 4th South the last couple of years, when we have some heavy rainstorms. That water has had a hard time getting away from the homes down there. This project was a wonderful project. It takes the storm waters from Forth South all the way over to Meads Wash by way of the alleyway between Forth South and Fifth South. And by doing the alleyway approach, we were able to avoid tearing up a lot of the roads down there. Just had to go across a couple of the roads across 7th and 6th East. And the patching was more simple that way. But that system should now draw away the water off of 4 South that was accumulating in front of those homes.
And one of the other things, too, and it's always an issue, and it always pops up, and it always seems to get worse when it starts snowing, and that's potholes.
Yes, the weather does take a havoc on our roads that are already in poor condition. And the challenge is keeping those holes filled in the wintertime is really challenging because we don't have hot mix to put in those. So typically we'll fill them with the cold mix. It lasts for a few weeks and then it's back again. So it's important that citizens let us know when there's challenges on their roads with those potholes. We don't always get around to every road, and so it's important that they let us know because we want to make sure those roads are in the best condition they can be for the citizens. But by keeping us informed when you have a problem is a good way to do it. So give us a call if you have a pothole that's a problem in your neighborhood.
And the other thing with that, not a problem, is if you are in an area where you know there are workers present, where you see workers present, please exercise caution, slow down, and let them do their job, right?
Exactly. We've had some challenges with people running through work areas that are marked off and roads are closed, and it makes it very unsafe for not only for the workers, but also for the driver. You may run into a ditch that you don't know is there or a trench that can cause some serious injury and damage to your vehicle.
A little bit of patience goes a long way when it comes to those kinds of things.
Exactly.
All right, and let's wrap up with, we've got a water system study, and then we'll get into the environmental impact study on the lower elevation reservoir. Let's start with the water system study.
Sure. This year, we've been going through two studies with our water system. One, we're having a review of our treatment plant for systems that have been in place for many years. There's new technologies now that we want to consider upgrading to that'll help us with some of the challenges with our water treatment. Over the years, the algal blooms in Schofield Reservoir have become more severe and caused issues with some of our ability to filter some of those problems. And so now we're looking at the modern technologies that might help us overcome that challenge. The treatment plant study will probably produce a recommendations for a serious upgrade to our treatment plant that will serve the citizens for years. And it also will help us with capacity because we want to make sure we have future capacity for growth for the area. The transmission line study is also the second study that we're doing. Our transmission lines that bring our water from our springs are 95 years old. And so we're trying to make sure that they have good life left in them. We know there's some areas that have some challenges, but we've actually dug up the line in various locations to be able to do soils test and any corrosion tests on those lines to see how they're doing. Both those studies will be completed hopefully by early next year.
All right, and then we'll wrap up really quickly with where are we sitting on the EIS or the environmental impact study for the lower elevation reservoir?
The EIS study is well underway, as we've talked about in many interviews before. The recent change we had was that we added the canal piping and pressurizing the canal piping system that the reservoir will feed in the future. That caused the EIS to double in length, and now we're going to be another year finishing that. So by next summer, we should have a fully completed EIS with the recommendations on the reservoir and the piping of the canals. And we're hopeful that'll be something that'll be a recommendation from the NRCS to proceed. If we do, the engineering and this study we're doing now are all 100% covered by the federal government. There's no cost to us. If we go proceed with the construction on these things, then there's a 25% match we have to come up with on the project. But there's all sorts of sources of water projects right now. The Biden administration has put out a lot of money along with Congress to try to upgrade water systems throughout the country. And we're going to try to take advantage of some of those resources that are out there.
All right. So once again, with that one, a little bit of patience may save us a lot of money.
Yes.
All right. Miles, thank you so much for coming in and bringing everybody up to speed on what's going on with Price City and Public Works. Once again, if you have any questions about leaves or snow removal or anything like that, you can give them a call at 637-5010. Miles, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.